The following copyrighted program is presented by PodcastNorm.com. Hi, everybody. My name is Russ, and I'd like to welcome you to the show we call Just a Fan's View, the show that talks about NASCAR from just a NASCAR fan's point of view. We won't be doing any interviews with drivers, and we won't be talking to any crew chiefs. In fact, when we do interview anyone, it will be just another NASCAR fan. That's why we call it Just a Fan's View. So hold on to your cup holder. We're not afraid to express our opinion. In fact, it is what we do best. Today's show is NASCAR at Bristol. High bank, short track excitement. Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Just a Fan's View for this week. My name is Russ, and I'm so glad to be with you today. Let me start right off by saying I've already been corrected by one of my reader listeners in what I said about Darlington a couple of weeks ago. It is one of those situations that, after the fact, I agree that it did sound as if I had already closed the track down, but that's not quite what I meant. When I said the way Darlington used to eat up tires and the fastest way around used to be way up against the wall, and in its day that left a lot of cars with the well-known Darlington stripe, well, it led some to believe that I meant the track was no longer being raced on. I can see that now. What I should have done is left out the words used to. If I would have done that, there probably would have been no confusion. As it is, let me simply say that I was talking of Darlington in its glory days, when it had no safer barriers and the stands were filled to capacity. Now, don't misunderstand me, but to this observer, it seems as though it has seen better days. But it still has great races, and I always look forward to it. Okay, I admit that was a little confusing, and with that out of the way, let's move on to Bristol. I've only been to Bristol, Tennessee one time, and unfortunately it wasn't during a race weekend. I think the track at Bristol is in a beautiful area, and one day I hope to go there again, hopefully on a race day. There's a reason why it is so popular. It has all the things that make short track racing so popular and appealing to the fans. Things like being able to see the whole track from about any seat in the house. Then there's those high bank turns, 36 degrees, transitioning onto 16 degree banked straights, making for great speed and action, and of course, the beating and the banging that causes the short tempers, the hurt feelings, and sometimes paybacks, but always great racing. Hey, I'm just a fan, but I used to race and I understand the difference between just racing and intentionally being put out by someone. Mostly what we see at Bristol is just good hard racing, but I have to admit, sometimes a driver or two, that's an understatement in case you're wondering, have been known to get very impatient. Mark Martin took his second pole in a row. Although I don't put much stock in qualifying when it comes to race outcomes, it is interesting to note Mark Martin has been showing some strength this year. I've said it before and I'll say it again. If he can get rid of the gremlins that have been hounding him, he will be in victory lane and he will be there more than once this year. I found it interesting how the qualifying went yesterday. Several of the ones I thought would be in the front of the pack are in the middle or the back of the pack. Drivers like Kevin Harvick starting 30th, and Kurt Busch starting 32nd, Matt Kenseth 33rd, Dale Jr. 34th, even Carl Edwards starting 38th. I know any one of them has the ability to move up through the pack and take the checkered flag, but they do have their work cut out for them this week. As a fan, I could go on and on about the race this weekend, but I don't think it's necessary this week because everybody's going to be doing that. I'd like to get right into the part where I choose the way I think the race is going to end and who is going to win, and that's what I'm going to do. I think this is going to be a weekend that the ones that start up front are going to stay up front. That is, unless something unexpected happens. Let's face facts. If someone starts in the back, they basically start a half a lap behind. Unless they can break free of the slower traffic around them, there's a pretty good chance they could go a lap down to the leaders fairly quickly. The emphasis this week is going to be stay cool, stay out of trouble, and don't have any, and I emphasize any, bad pit stops. It is a 500-lap race, so the idea is to stay consistent and be patient. I decided to wait until after the second practice this weekend to declare my choice for winning. I do think it is going to be an interesting race with several long green flag runs and several cautions. If someone gets too high, look out. because they could collect a few innocent victims after picking up all of that rubber that accumulates as the race progresses and they spin down in front of the field. So who do I think is going to be taking the trip to Victory Lane this weekend? You just had to ask, didn't you? Well, here goes. This is a week that I'm just not sure. Last year, Jeff Burton won the spring race and only led the last two laps. In the past, winners have come from just about anywhere in the top of the starting order. Whoever has the best luck this weekend is the one that is going to win. My choices for the top five at the end of the race are Ryan Newman, Mark Martin, Kevin Harvick, Kyle Busch, and who else? Jeff Gordon. There are a few others I think will figure in at the end, like Jimmy Johnson, Clint Bowyer, and Jamie McMurray, even Greg Biffle and Casey Kane. But Bristol is just too hard to call simply because it is short track racing and anything can happen, and probably will. I think this is the weekend that Mark Martin is going to throw off the gremlins and finish in the top five, but I just don't think he's going to be the winner. Kevin Harvick looked good in the final practice, and so did Jeff Burton. It looks to me as though the Fords are struggling a bit, though, this weekend, so it is hard for me to choose one of them, even though Greg Biffle or Jamie McMurray could surprise me. That being said, I don't think so. It could be Jimmy Johnson or Kyle Busch, but as I said, I just don't think so. So, who is it going to be? I think Jeff Gordon is going to finally end that no-win streak this weekend. He is a five-time winner at the Bristol track and has been running strong at the end of every race this year. I think this is his week to take the trophy in Victory Lane. Okay. Now the mold is set, and it just remains to see how everything turns out. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time. That's the show for today, and we're really glad you took the time to be with us. It is our hope you enjoyed this time, and that you will tell a friend where to find us. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, PCN Productions. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week.